Translation. Although they were impartially by nature, those followers of the Vedanta bless me with their causeless mercy. As far as I was concerned, I was self-controlled and had no attachment for sports. Even though I was a boy, in addition, I was not naughty and I did not speak more than required. Purport by His Divine Grace and Ex Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada Ji Maharaj Ki Jai. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, all the Vedas are searching after me. Lord Sri Chaitanya says that Vedas are subject matters are only three names to establish the relation of the living entities with the personality of Godhead, perform the relative duties in the devotional service, and thus achieve the ultimate goal back to Godhead. As such, Vedantis or the follower of Vedanta indicate the pure devotees of the personality of Godhead. Such Vedantis or the Bhakti Vedantis are impartial in distributing the transcendental knowledge of the devotional service. To them, no one is enemy or friend. No one is educated or uneducated. No one is specially favorable and no one is unfavorable. The Bhakti Vedantis sees that the people in general are wasting time in false sensuous things. Their business is to get the ignorant mass of the people to re-establish the lost relationship with the personality of Godhead. By such endeavor, even the most forgotten soul is rose up to the sense of spiritual life, and thus being initiated by the Bhakti Vedantas, the people in general gradually progress on the path of transcendental realization. So the Vedantavadis initiated the boy even before he became self-controlled and was detached from the childish sportings, etc. But before the initiation, the boy became more and more advanced and disciplined, which is very essential for one who wished to make progress in this line. In the system of Varnasam Dharma, which is beginning with the beginning of actual human life, small boys after 5 years of age are sent to become brahmachari at the Guru's ashram, where these things are systematically taught to the boys. Be they the king's sons or the son of an ordinary citizen, the training was compulsory not only to create good citizen of the state, but also to prepare each boy's future life for the spiritual realization. The irresponsible life of sense enjoyment was unknown to the children of the followers of this Varnasram system. The boy was even injected with spiritualism before being placed by the father in the womb of the mother. Both the father and the mother were responsible for the boy's success is being liberated from the material bondage. That is the process of successful family planning. It is to be begot children for complete perfection without being self-controlled, without being disciplined, and without being fully obedient. No one can become successful in following the instruction of a spiritual master. And without doing so, no one is able to go back to Godhead. Te Maria Peta Kilacha Polar Bhaki Dante Druka Kridarakanu Vartinaha Chakruhu Krupa Yadyapitulya Darsina Susru Samane Munayol Puhasina. First of all, I pay my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace Srila Gaur Govinda Swami Srila Gurudev, And also I want to pay my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj. Paying my obeisances at the lotus feet of Sadhu, Guru, Vaishnava and Acharyas. And also I want to pay my respectful obeisances to all the Vaishnavas assembled here. By the mercy of Prabhu Sri Sri Gokulananda Ji, Sri Sri Gaur Nityananda, we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Especially, my English is not so good because usually I am preaching in India, either in Hindi or in Odia language. So please rectify me. This verse is very important, especially for the devotees who want to advance in Krishna consciousness. Because everyone, when he reads some shastra, when he have keen desire to know something, he always developing desire to know about guru. What should be qualification of gurus? Always searching, our mind is searching. But this verse indicating the qualification of a disciple. What should be a qualification of a disciple? If someone wants to be a disciple, not our Gurudev used to say, not in namesake. If he want to be a real disciple, then you have to follow this verse. We can find five qualities, especially Narad Muni mentioning. Although I was son of a mad servant, although I was a very small children, sadhu's mercy does not depend on qualities. But some qualities require. Like Prabhupada mentioning, or Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also mentioning in commentaries. Whether he is educated or non-educated, whether he is just like a Brahman or Sudra, whatever their qualification may be. Sadhu's mercy is called Ahetuki, causeless mercy. Krishna's mercy, Sadhu's mercy, we can see in one English word, Prabhupada always used to say, causeless mercy, there is no cause. But that does not mean, if we are not regulated, you have many bad habits, still we are performing Krishna consciousness, and we are satisfied in our own position. Okay, I took initiation, I have this quality. Okay, no. After cultivating Krishna consciousness, after initiation, after performing all these sevas, all these qualities are not developing means we are not achieving any mercy from sadhu and guru. All these are symptoms. Shastra bestowing mercy, showering mercy, sadhu also showering mercy. Acquiring sadhu's mercy, some quality also require. Although sadhu's mercy does not depend on qualities, but most important, as we hear and reading some shastras, as we know, most essential qualification to achieve sadhu's mercy is simplicity. Simple-hearted. Once you develop these qualities naturally, you can achieve sadhu's mercy, no problem. For a disciple, five essential qualities mentioning here. Narada Muni mentioning, although I am a small children, son of a mad servant, at that time I was not a Brahman boy. We can see here, Achapalaha. I am not fickle, childish nature. You can say in English, childish nature. Proposing, whatever pronunciation you can say. Chapale. Proclivities. This is called childish nature. Krishna consciousness is not for those people. The nature is just like childish. If you want to enjoy, just go to material field. You can enjoy there. Krishna consciousness is only for serious students. Prabhupada always used to mention here. Those are serious. People are very serious in their material field, earning, how to earn money, how to achieve a big post, like scientist, you can see, big scientist. They are very serious in their own field. Very attentive. But when we come to Krishna consciousness, we have to develop same tendency. In this life, we have to finish this job. Whatever my capacity, whatever I have to use for Guru and Krishna service. This is seriousness. Not childishness. I will enjoy, I will do anything, I will chant Hare Krishna. This is not actually give you any benefit in Krishna consciousness. Neither you will achieve any test towards just like devotional service, nor you can achieve some test towards material objects, just like in middle position. This is childishness. Five essential qualities of a disciple. And Prabhupada mentioning three essential qualities. Among these five, three is very important. End of his purport, Prabhupada mentioning. You can see. Without being self-controlled, without being disciplined and without being fully obedient, no one can become successful in following instruction of a spiritual master. And without doing so, no one is able to go back to Godhead. Big purport. Many points you can find from Prabhupada's purport. If you discuss it, maybe 2-3 days require. What is sadhu's, how sadhu's mercy? How we can define or describe sadhu's mercy? Why sadhu's mercy is called ahetuki, kajles? We can discuss one part also. This is another part. But now we are discussing about these 5 points. All these are essential qualities of a disciple. Dante, second quality. You can see from these verses. Chapale or Dante. Self-controlled. We are not self-controlled. Our mind, our senses, material objects control us. Self-controlled. When you have capacity to control your mind, your senses, then you are self-controlled. But as we know, or as by our nature, material nature, we are always defeated by mind, senses and material objects. We are not self-controlled. Sometimes lost controlling us. Sometimes our desire, subtle desire, our gross desires, anger, all these things are controlling us. So self-control means, what does it mean self-control? How can you define it? Yeah, when your mind, senses, is always fixed in Krishna consciousness. You can say, this is self-control stage. When our mind and senses are moving hither and whither, we are not just, what do you call it? Not fixed in Krishna consciousness. The nature of mind and senses, Prabhupada mentioning another nice quality is, obedient, anuvartinaha. You can find obedient. This is most essential qualities. Most essential qualities. Anuvartina. Obedient. That means no independent nature. But usually we are coming to this material world for our independent nature. And still we are using this nature. Independent. We can see in Bhagavad Gita what before just fighting, Arjuna giving instruction to Krishna even. You just remind, you just think yourself. Arjuna giving so many instructions to Krishna. Why I will fighting? This is not good. Giving so many instructions. One may be very learned, very educated in material field. But he have no right, he have no qualification to control himself. So when some problem will come, who will solve? Your brain, your education, your material background, whatever you may have, all these things have no sufficient strength to solve our life's problem. Prabhupada used to, in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada mentioning that thing. In every step, there is perplexity. Approaching a bona fide spiritual master to get free from the perplexities of life, which happen without our desire, many problems will come. Now I am facing problem, in the future also many problems will come. We don't know. And how to solve all these problems, that we don't know. We think I have strength. Sometimes we are helping. I am helping these devotees. But just remind, just realize what strength we have to help others. Even we have no strength to help ourselves. So essential qualities mentioning here is anuvartinaha. Prabhupada mentioning, without being obedient. Obedient means, as Prabhupada used to say, as it is, what Guru says, what Shastra says, you have to follow as it is. Don't add something. This is called obedient nature. Every step of our, we are independent. One is independent life, one is obedient life. Material life means independent life. Whatever you want, you may do. I want to enjoy, go there. I want to go to India, you go there. I want to go to this park, you go there. But spiritual life, but totally opposite. Sit here, then you have to sit there. You can't say why. No. This is spiritual life. Obedient. Every step of our life, how you can follow this process, obedient process? Because our nature is independent and spiritual instruction is to be independent and to be obedient. This looks like opposite, huh? Our nature is independent. Everyone wants to be independent. But Shastra saying, no, be obedient. Who is independent? Mind is independent. When your mind becomes independent, that means you're saying this person is independent. Like a small children, he's independent. But who controlling this small children? Mother. Every step. Hey, why are you doing like this? Why are you doing like this? Every step. Even when eating something, still mother saying, hey, why are you eating like this? Mother controlling his independent nature. For a disciple, who control? Guru. Every step of her life. Then we'll give up this most dangerous bad habit in our spiritual life. This independent nature. Most dangerous. That spoil our whole spiritual programs. Spiritual life. That is independent nature. You know about the story about Upamanyu? Everyone knows. Huh? Everyone knows Upamanyu's stories. We know, but we don't know the secret. What is its secret? You know Upamanyu story? You don't know Upamanyu story? Upamanyu. Story about Ayodhya Dhamma's disciple, Upamanyu, who just tending cows. Guru instructed him, go and tend cows. Don't know? Upamanyu. You don't know? Ah. And this is common story. In Puranas, Vedas, before it is disciples, they are so humble, so obedient. When Guru said, do this immediately. Nowadays you can't find. Very independent nature. If you say something, why? In material field you have right to ask why. In spiritual field when you accept Guru means, first realize his position. First realize his position. What power he have? Is, as Prabhupada mentioning, power of Atuni? Yeah. Power of Atuni, it called. My pronunciation is a little different because I am from India and I usually am not speaking in English. By our mind, by our senses, we cannot capable to measure Guru and Guru's position. But always we are, our nature is just asking, why? Before it is no. Ayodhya Dhamma said Upamanyu. Because Upamanyu came to Ayodhya Dhamma. Why? To read Veda. But his guru said, Ayodhya Dhamma said, go to forest and tending these cows. But day by day, every morning, paying obeisances, going to tending cows, and evening returning, and paying obeisances. After some day, Guru remarked. What he remarked? Abhimanyu going to become fat. Then he asking, hey, why you become so fat? I don't want to say this story detail. You may read there. But I say one point. Who control our, the most dangerous, harmful nature, we can say in English. This independent nature. Unless there is a higher command. This is called higher command. In our procedure there are two higher commands. What are they? Shastra's higher command and sadhus, gurus. Like elephant is a big animal. But who control? A piece of small, you know, small piece of iron. Just touching on his head. Finish all his strength. Sadhu's instruction and Guru's instruction like that. Our independent nature is just like a mad elephant. Mad elephant. It makes you mad. Spoil your spiritual field. Spiritual life. But the instruction of Guru is like a, looks like a small iron piece. Very powerful. It controls our mind. Our independent nature. Then when Guru saw, Upamanyu became fat, hey, why, how you come, you become fat? What you are eating? Gurudev, I am begging. And just eating. Then Guru said, who told you to beg? I never told. Just go and beg somewhere. Who told you? You see, how Guru in every step of our, of his life, checking. Heck, you can't beg. Even you have no independent to beg something. Then, if you want to beg, just bring this arm and give to me. If I will give something you, then you can eat it. Then after some day, still Guru saw, he was fat. Still he was fat, not thick. Guru say, what you are eating now? Gurudev, first time I am begging some arm, giving to you, and second time I am begging, and just feeding my belly. Gurudev, who told you to do this thing? Who told you? I never told. Beg second time. Yes, Gurudev. You see, when Guru saying something, Upamanyu saying, yes, Gurudev, I will follow you. That means, Guru crush your independent nature. Every step of your life. You can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. Because we are not controlled by, not self-controlled. are not self-controlled. Therefore, higher command is required, higher discipline is required, higher instruction is required at every moment of our life. Every moment of our life. Don't think I am senior. Who is senior? No senior, no junior. We can't say senior, junior. Always we have to remind about Prabhupada's instruction, Acharya's instruction, Sadhuguru's instruction. That control our independent nature. And day by day we become obedient. Prabhupada is saying, unless one becomes self-controlled, obedient, and another thing Prabhupada mentioning, and discipline. No one can perform, no one is able to following Guru's instruction. And without do so, no one is able to going back to God. Just realize such a serious purport Prabhupada mentioning here. This is one person. And another person is there about Sadhu's mercy. We are discussing in one point. As we are discussing about this Upamanyu story, many things are there. You can read there. So every step of our life, Sadhu Guru's instruction is required. Sometimes we are not able to carry it, and sometimes we are not able to understand it. It looks very, what do you call it? Difficult. Because our mind is independent. Gautam, you know about Gautam? Gautam Rishi. Huh? He had a son, his name is Chirakari. His name is Chirakari. The Chirakari, what Chirakari means, whatever he wants to do, he very thoughtfully, he meditating on this work, then he do something. This is not a nature of a disciple. Immediately, quickly, he taking some decision. If Guru saying something, then he just praying to Guru, praying to Vaishnavas, praying to Hari. And on their strength, on their mercy, he can do something. Not immediately. This is also bad nature for a disciple. Not understanding something, not understanding Guru's mood, immediately doing something. Because Guru, Sadhu Guru Shastra is an absolute platform. We are in material platform. Without their mercy, we can't understand it. You know about Parashuram? Jamadagni told to Parashuram. What he told? Cut up your mother's head. Then? Immediately cut up mother's head. Now same thing is here. Gautam told to Chirakari, cut up your mother's head. And Gautam left to forest. But this son Chirakari meditated on father's word. Why father is saying to kill my mother? Why is saying? Although he is obedient, but still is praying, thinking. Why Gurudev is saying like that? And not eating anything, just sitting. After some days, Gautam came. When Gautam came, he saw still Chirakari with his sword, just sitting. He said, "Oh son, I told to kill your mother, but you are not killing your mother." This is Radha Gokularanda ji ki jai. Rav Lakman Sita Hanuman ji. Maharaj ki jai. You are not killing your mother. Neither you are killing or nor you are doing something. But only you are sitting with carrying this sword. Why? Why not you kill your mother? Then his son is saying, "Father, when you give me order to kill mother, at that time I think, if I will kill my mother, then who will serve my father? Who will serve my father? If my mother give a body, then who will serve my father? Only this thing I am meditating." Then Gautam became so happy. "You are not only following my order, but also thinking about my happiness. This is first class disciple. Nature of a true disciple. We are very, what do you call, less intelligence. Nowadays you can't find very intelligent disciples, serious disciples. Because all these are five qualities. Disciple, five qualities of a disciple. Free from childishness, self-control, and adhruka kredanaka, sporting habits. Free from all these sporting habits. I'm playing this football, playing this one. Now everyone is playing with mobile. These mobiles, internet, Facebooks. Don't waste time. This is not nature of a disciple also. This is sporting habit. Narad Muni mentioning, although he was a small guy, small boy, but mentioning how I got mercy from all these Vedantis, from pure devotees. Although mercy does not depend on these qualities, but at least, Prabhupada is mentioning here, before the initiation, this boy became more and more advanced in discipline, which is very essential for one who wishes to make progress in this life. Before initiation, he was disciplined. Devotee does not mean you come to devotional path, then we have to teach you how to become disciplined in your life. No. Be serious and be disciplined, then come to Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna consciousness means, Prabhupada mentioning, starting of the, this is nice purport, Prabhupada mentioning. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that in the Vedas, the subject matters are only three, named to establish the relation of living entities with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless you discipline, how can we establish your relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because you are not disciplined. Veda saying three things. Prabhupada translating all these things. One is Sambandha. Another is Abhideya. And third one is Prayojan. You can find these three things. Starting of this purport. What is Sambandha? Relationship with Krishna. If you are not disciplined, who will give you the Sambandha Gyan? What is initiation? What is initiation? Initiation actually means, Sanskrit means the Sambandha Gyan. Guru will impact you this knowledge, Sambandha Gyan, through Krishna, Krishna Katha and Krishna Seva. Although just after 1 year I said, I want initiation. But why we want initiation? Why? This is just like a karmakanda process? In India, this tradition is there. Just give me mantra. Why? Even they don't know why they are taking initiation. And who is giving initiation? He also does not know why he is giving initiation. This is not our process. Sambandha Gyan means, every day in Mangalarti we are chanting, Sri Vigrara Dhananityanana Sringaratanaman Niramarachana. This is duty of Guru. Heavy responsibility, Guru. just like to become a disciple is not easy. Not also easy. Become true disciple, you have to achieve all these qualities. And become a true guru also. Heavy responsible. Because when you accept disciple means that you are responsible to establish sambandhagyan first. Whether he is developing his relationship with Krishna or not, this is your responsibility. Therefore, you have to engage him in Krishna service, and as well as, because he is materially attached, to cut off his material attachment, you have to speak him. Always you have to, what do you call it? Narrate Krishna's leelas, Krishna's kathas, some siddhantas. Because you have many attachments. This is guru's responsibility. Sambandha gyan. How a disciple can establish his relationship with Krishna. Guru is responsible. Especially through Krishna Katha. Unless one hear Krishna Katha, he can't develop relationship with Krishna. Nowadays we have no time. Most lady bodies, they have no time. So busy. This job, this service. But essential, this is most essential factor. Sambandha gyan. To establish relationship with Krishna through hearing and some service. These four qualities we are discussing, five qualities. Free from childish nature, self-controlled, and free from this sporting habits. And anuvartina, obedient. Very obedient. Should be obedient. No independent nature. Independent nature means we are inviting our danger. Independent nature. And fifth one, anuvartina. Alpavhasina. Speak as much as it requires and helpful in Krishna consciousness. Don't talk more. Nowadays people are saying many things because due to this mobile. Whole day talking, unnecessary things. When is saying many things means your mind is diverting. You are thinking something good or bad. Thinking something good or bad, this is not Krishna consciousness. Except Guru and Krishna service, Guru and Krishna's thought, if you thinking something, it maybe looks like good, but it's not helpful in Krishna consciousness. So all these are five qualities. So first thing, unless we become disciplined and become obedient, how can we establish our relationship with Krishna? But nowadays we can find mostly not discipline in spiritual life, not discipline, very independent nature. Therefore, we can see, although we are chanting, we already took initiation, but we can't progress in Krishna consciousness. More you discipline, more you advance in Krishna consciousness. This is just like one key point in our Vaishnava procedure. One key point that Prabhupada always mentioning, following instruction of spiritual master is secret of success in spiritual life. Prabhupada, this is key part. This is called Ajna Palan in Sanskrit. Without considering anything, just follow. What is its future? Don't think. But our nature is always thinking about present. I am doing something. Why I am not achieving? Just follow. When we follow as it is, then Guru and Krishna will shower mercy surely. Without being obedient, without being disciplined. Discipline means? What is discipline? In karmi people are not disciplined? Other, if they are not disciplined, how they are running their society, how they are running their companies, how they are running their business? Outside their discipline, inside very indisciplined. Don't follow this procedure here. Outside we are very disciplined, but inside full independent nature. That will not help. That will not help in Krishna consciousness. So we can only be disciplined and obedient when we become, what do you call it? Like supervision, like controlled by higher authorities, gurus. Like Upamanyu. Every step, guru saying, hey, do this. Therefore, disciple means the word coming from discipline. Sadhimang tuang prapannam. Sadhimang means just purify me. We are not pure. Our consciousness is contaminated by material objects. And this is Guru's duty, heavy responsible, to purify you. First, purify material contaminations. To become a disciple. One story was there in Puran. Just 1 minute, then I'll finish here. Vishwamitra have one. He had one son. He's so disciplined. Once Indra came to test Vishwamitra. Because as you know, Vishwamitra and Vasishtha, they have very enemies and envious to each other. Big fighting always. Although problem was solved, still Indra want to test him. Whether Vishwamitra is free from enviousness or not. He came in form of a Brahman. When Vishwamitra came in form of a Brahman, at that time, Vasishtha coming from his house. You see how they are disciplined before. Disciples, how they are following their guru every step of their life. Nowadays, just like karmi, when they are going to office, when they serve some police, when you are driving, when you serve police, then you become disciplined. When there is no police, no discipline. Nowadays, like this, guru is coming, now we are disciplined. President is coming, we are disciplined. When no higher authority, no. This is not our life. Natural discipline is required. Natural discipline. That will come. When naturally a spiritual master guide you at every step of your life, he will not give you chance to increase your 1% independence. Then you automatically become disciplined. And you have to surrender. At the lotus feet of such sadhu guru, 100%, then he can purify you. And then Indra came, in form of Brahman, Vasishtha came to worship him. But when Vasishtha came with all paraphernalia, then what happened? Indra disappeared. 1,000 years, Vishwamitra just stood there. 1,000 years, you imagine. Why this Brahman left? When Brahman will come? I will worship, then I will eat something or I will do my business. When 1,000 years he just waiting nearby his door, at that time one of his son, for 1,000 years, one son is serving to his father. Father is not saying, serve me. Nowadays, if Guru is saying, do this thing. No, I have no time. I don't like this temple. I don't like this devotee. You don't like. This is not devotion. What you like, this is not devotion. What Guru like, that is devotion. Nowadays, we like, I like. That means that is material consciousness. Arjuna like fighting? No. Krishna like. What Guru like, what Krishna like, you have to do. That is devotional life. Devotional life. That is devotion. That is bhakti. What we like looks like bhakti. That is not real bhakti. 1,000 years father is not saying anything, but one son of Vishwamitra just worshipping. Serving his father. Then after 1,000 years, then Indra came and just saying, I want to test you, now you are free from enviousness towards Vasishta. I want to shower mercy. And that time, Vishwamitra gave his boon to this son. This son became his disciple. Before he was son, now he became disciple. You are so disciplined. So obedient, naturally obedient. So now time is finished. We're just discussing about one part. Another part is there about sadhu's mercy. Many points you can find here. This is nice topics about Narad Muni, life history of Narad Muni. So specially Prabhupada mentioning here three important quality of a disciple: without being disciplined, without being obedient, and self-control. Without being self-controlled, no one is able to perform Guru service. And without that, there is no chance to go back to Godhead. Very essential, subtle points Prabhupada is giving here. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Some question is there?